This is Norm from Martha Merrill Books in downtown Waukesha, 231 West Main Street. We've been in business now almost 28 years. We're the book detectives. We can find adult and children's books, even if they're out of print. If we can't find it, it's probably not available. At Martha Merrill's, we specialize in unique gifts. We sell puppets and stuffed animals, but we don't sell watches because we're timeless. We do gift wrapping. When you walk out of the store, you have a present ready. Martha Merrill Books, 231 West Main Street.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a development you should know about. With Donald Trump. There are many developments. By the way, I just want to say our condolences. And I think this is a human matter to the Trump family. Ivana Trump died yesterday. That's not Ivanka, not the daughter. Ivana was his first wife, who's the daughter of his three oldest children. And I always thought she was a decent sort and got treated very badly. He put out a statement that was very praising of her. In any event, apparently, she was found dead in her home. She apparently fell down the stairs and must have hit her head. So that does happen. I have known several people, friends who have lost elderly relatives that way. It's a terrible way to go. In any event, I think we need to say that and extend condolences. Ivana Trump died yesterday. But I want to get back to something else. Donald Trump himself is now, we know he's sniffing around a run again, but now he's dropping pretty broad hints. And there's a very bad split in the Republican Party. Half of them say, yeah, go ahead. Run right now. That'll put more pressure on Garland not to indict you, because then you'll be an actual presidential candidate. And even though there's no legal protection in that, just when you think about it, you know, culturally and society wise, you know, that's not going to look bad. Okay. So that's the theory on that. So it's a deterrent to criminal prosecution. That's all it is. The other half think Trump is going to really screw up the midterm elections. If he announces for president before the midterms, what's going to happen is that becomes the whole dialogue in the midterms. And people who don't like the fact that he sent an armed mob up to kill Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence, I mean, just, you know, people who have some rudimentary conscience, who don't like the fact that he said, get rid of the metal detectors, let the guys with the AR-15s, guns, brass knuckles, and knives and spears come here. They're not here to hurt me. Let's go up to the Capitol. And if they want to hurt police officers and congressmen, go to it. Yeah, some people are not going to like that. I don't know why. Some people are not going to like that. And so he will screw up the midterms. Anyway, there's not much they can do to control him. My feeling is he will announce before November. And he'll do it as a get-out-of-jail-free card. I got news for him. There is no get-out-of-jail-free card. His candidacy is a fraud. He's not going to be nominated or elected. And we're not going to let him get away with it. However, in conjunction with that, he has lined up a shadow cabinet, a shadow government. What is that? The example is set in Europe, and especially in merry old England, London, England. In the British system, you know, you have this context, the contest between conservatives and Labour. In the old days, it was conservatives in the Liberal Party. Then the Liberal Party got eclipsed, and it's mostly Labour on the left. Or the Tories and Labour, they call them. The Tories and Labour. And by the way, the word Tory, most people don't know this, is actually a Gaelic word that goes back to the 17th century, and it means plunderer or thief to describe the English because of what they did in Ireland. And so the Tories now call themselves Tories, which is an Irish term meaning plunderer and thief. So at least they're somewhat honest about it. Our Republican Party does not call themselves plunderers and thieves. Now, here's the deal. What is a shadow cabinet? Over in merry old England, you'll have, say, a foreign minister, which is like the Secretary of State, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, who is like the Treasury Secretary. And if you're the party out of power that lost the last election, you will be designated the shadow Secretary of State, the shadow Treasury Secretary. And you'll go around, everybody kisses your behind. You adjust your wig and your pince-nez. You adjust your velvet trousers. And yeah, your lordship, the shadow Secretary of State, the shadow Secretary of the Treasurer. People take it very seriously, the idea being that if the other party gets back in, these characters become the cabinet. That's normally not done in the United States. We don't put up with that. Well, Trump's doing it. Trump is doing it. He has a shadow government. This government, one of the people on the board is Newt Gingrich. Remember Newt Gingrich? He's a piece of work. Piece of work squeezed out of the speakership after the 1998 elections. A real piece of work. Kellyanne Conway's part of it. It's the usual crowd. 9 former Trump cabinet officials are in this shadow cabinet. He'll bring them back. 17 senior White House staffers. He'll bring them back. These are people who denounced him for the insurrection, and now they are meekly rolling over for him. There are 35 former senior administration officials, staff, both White House, but also in the executive. The executive controls all the administrative agencies, and all the administrative agencies, 35 of them, and 3 former governors, including Bobby Jindal of Louisiana. This is sort of a fraud nest passing as the Republican Party. So Trump is getting his motley crew, his scurvy mates, he's getting them set to go. This is despite the January 6th testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson. People have no shame. They only want power. And there are a lot of senators and congressmen who go along with it. Kevin McCarthy denounced on the floor of the Congress, on the House, what Trump had done and said, we can't let this stand. That is inexcusable. And Trump did it. And then he meekly rolled over and went down to Florida a few weeks later after he read the polls to suck up to Trump. And he got 140 Republican congressmen, 140, to vote not to certify Joe Biden, who won the election. That's what you got. You have that's the Sedition Caucus. You have treason in the Republican Party. Fascism is treason because it destroys American democracy. And let me tell you something else. This shadow government, the secret government, has a $25 million operating budget, and they're increasing it to $30 million for the next 2 years. Where's that coming from? We don't know. Under Citizen United, it qualifies for dark money. Dark money. Get a phone call. Tovarish, how many more rubles, dollars, should we send you, Tovarish? I don't know where this money comes from. They will not reveal the source. They're technically not supposed to take foreign money. There are a number of Russian oligarchs who got American citizenship. They qualify to give dark money. Some of them have given dark money to PACs, well, to Scott Walker's PAC, to, and when he ran for president, to Moscow Mitch McConnell. There is now funded through dark money with a soon to be $30 million operating budget, a dark shadow cabinet. One piece of good news, recent poll, despite all the attacks on Joe Biden, who's my man, I supported Joe Biden right at the beginning in 2020, when everybody practically in the Democratic Party lined up as sheep to get behind Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or somebody else. I would have debate parties. It was a skeleton crew that showed up, but then more and more showed up. Joe Biden was the only guy who could have beaten Donald Trump. He's also the only guy who can beat him next time, because the poll just came out. Joe Biden, if the election were held today, beats Donald Trump. He beats Donald Trump 44-41. The people in this country are not going to vote for a crook like Donald Trump, a guy who told an armed mob to go up and harm, use their weapons on police officers and congressmen because they weren't going to harm him. Not going to put up with that. But there you have it. You have a shadow cabinet, just like in England, like a merry old England, shadow cabinet full of pathology and disease in a figurative political sense, who would destroy the democracy in this country. Go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.